RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Hungary and the Indonesian Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing continue to cooperate on trade and water supply management. Indonesia and Hungary strengthen economic cooperation. Now, the news in details. Cooperation between the Indonesian Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing with the Hungarian government in the trade and clean water management still continue and run well until nowadays. This cooperation is the result of a meeting between Hungarian government and Indonesian Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing in February 2016. This was conveyed by Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadimulyono, in his speech at the commemoration of the Hungarian National Day in Jakarta, Wednesday, November 2, 2016.
8 months have passed since the visit, and I'm pleased to see that some cooperation discussed during the visit have been on the move. They are evolving from potentials to concrete cooperations, from trade to water management cooperation, a cooperation that is under the supervision of my ministry.
Basuki added that cooperation between Indonesia and Hungary is not only implemented in terms of trade and water management. Hungary currently is starting to explore cooperation in some fields, such as education and information technology. Indonesia and Hungary agreed to strengthen economic cooperation. Strengthening partnership is one of them made through the establishment of a single economic committee. It was submitted by the Hungarian ambassador to Indonesia, Judith Nemeth Pak, in her speech at the commemoration of the National Day of Hungary in Jakarta, Wednesday, November 2, 2016.
In order to strengthen ties in bilateral economic relations, the next session of the Hungarian-Indonesian Joint Economic Committee takes place in Jakarta tomorrow, and I hope in the following days you will hear more and more.
Judith added, cooperative relationship between Indonesia and Hungary today continues to increase as the two countries have a common mindset in some respects. In addition, the increase in such cooperation cannot be separated from investment and trading activities carried out by some companies in both countries, which are going well. Direct trading in certain commodities can boost economic cooperation between Indonesia and Armenia, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi said. A statement released by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs and received by Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday said, Minister Retno met with Foreign Minister of Armenia, Edward Nalbandian, in Jakarta on Wednesday. According to the minister, every year, efforts are being made to strengthen the economic relations between Indonesia and Armenia. Minister Retno added that the exchange of visits between businessmen of both countries and direct bilateral trade are effective ways to improve economic relations between the two countries. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, in Jakarta. Indonesian recorded 8.36 million visits by foreign tourists until September this year, or an increase of 8.5% year-on-year. Tourism Minister Arief Yahya said in Jakarta on Thursday, The increase gave greater optimism that the target of 12 million visits by foreign tourists to the country this year would be achieved. In September, foreign tourist arrivals increased of 9.40% year-on-year. Minister Arif Yahya also said international events would be increased, especially in main gates, Bali, Jakarta and Batam, in a bid to increase the number of visits of foreign tourists towards the end of the year. Badminton athletes from Probolinggo East Java Sri Rahmawati succeeded to gain gold medal in Bahrain International Challenge 2016 in Sagaya, Bahrain on October 27 to 30, 2016. General Chairman of the Probolinggo Regional Indonesian Badminton Association, Priyono, on Wednesday, appreciated the achievement which is gained by the athletes in the international level. The General Chairman hoped, with the achievement, the Executive Board of the Association can consider Sri Rahmawati to enter into the National Training Center. As reported by the press, on the final of Bahrain International Challenge 2016 Championship, Sri Rahmawati met with Indonesian badminton athlete Asti Dwi Widyaningrum. The Indonesian government is expecting Indonesia's economic growth to exceed 6% in 2018, a significant jump from its economic growth assumption for 2016-2017 of around 5 to 5.2%. Speaking in a plenary meeting at the State Palace on Wednesday, President Joko Widodo said, "The target might be difficult to achieve, but is still hopeful." According to the president, it is imperative to achieve investment growth of over 10%. As for supporting factors, consumption must grow above 5%, export must grow above 4%, import must grow by at least 2 to 3%. Last item. Newmont Mining Corporation, NYSENEM, Newmont or the company, successfully completed the sale of its ownership stake in PT Newmont Nusa Tenggara, or PTNNT, which operates the Batu Hijau copper and gold mine in Indonesia, to PT Aman Mineral International, AMI. The asset's name now changes to PT Aman Mineral Nusa Tenggara, or PTAMNT. Newmont received total consideration of $1.3 billion for its 48.5% economic interest in PTNNT. This amount is comprised of gross cash proceeds of $920 million and contingent payments of $403 million tied to higher copper prices and any future development of the Elang deposit. Nusa Tenggara Mining Corporation, majority owned by Sumitomo Corporation, also sold its 24.5% ownership stakes to PT AMI. Newmont and PT AMI have worked cooperatively throughout the sales process and developed a productive relationship. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Hello, listener. Welcome back to our commentary for today, entitled "A Meeting Cooling Down the Atmosphere of Jakarta." Listener, political tensions in Indonesia tend to be more heating and have high temperature, especially in Jakarta, ahead of 2017 simultaneous regional elections. The issues of the chaos has occurred in Jakarta, which is a barometer of national political activities. Starting from the statement voiced by Basuki Cahayapurnama, the governor of Jakarta, the heating atmosphere is felt in almost parts of Jakarta, and it spreads to almost the cities in Java and outside Java. Moreover, some statements in the newspapers and social media networks have made the issue be national scope, no longer a regional level, that will lead to huge demonstration on November 4th. In regard to this, President Joko Widodo was to quickly hold a meeting with Prabowo Subianto, his political opponent in the presidential election of 2014. After the meeting, Prabowo Subianto confirmed that his side keeps criticizing and recommending the government of President Joko Widodo, but this is aimed at common good for the state. Meanwhile, in relation to the planned demonstration, Prabowo also remarked that all parties should maintain not to disintegrate Indonesia. He also asked for the security forces not to act repressively against the protest. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo said that although in 2014 Prabowo was his rival, hospitality or silaturahim for the good of the nation is necessary with the current situation. In related to the next rally, President Joko Widodo appeals for demonstrators to hold rally in connection with blasphemy oriented to Jakarta governor. But he asked them not to force their will and not to be destructive. Political analyst Yunarto Wijaya said that the meeting of President Joko Widodo and his political rival Prabowo is a symbol to show that this demonstration should not be later manipulated by those who still are not satisfied with the result of the presidential election. A visit to the residence of Prabowo by President Joko Widodo is a positive step amid the heating political tensions ahead of Jakarta's election and some other regions. That was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, we meet again in our daily program Today in History of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We begin our program with an event that happened on 3rd November 1935 when King of Greece, Georgios II, returned to the throne. Georgios II, King Helenia, was the King of Greece who reigned in 1922-1924 and also 1935-1947. The king ascended the throne replacing his father on September 27, 1922 and resigned due to a request of the National Council late 1923 and withdrew to Romania. He was officially removed from the throne when the Second Hellenic Republic was proclaimed on March 25, 1924. On November 3, 1935, Georgios II returned to the throne after a military coup overthrew the republican regime. The next event was in 1936 when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected as U.S. president. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the 32nd U.S. president and the only U.S. president who was elected for the fourth time from 1933 until 1945. He was a figure in 20th century and ranked the third in the U.S. presidential history. He put himself at the forefront of supporting the reforms. Franklin Delano Roosevelt became the first president in 1933. At that time, the United States experienced a peak period of depressions. More than 13 million Americans did not have a job and the irregular banking system. In 1936, at the presidential election, a peaceful revolution in the economy and social, which was launched by President Roosevelt, has managed to bring back some of the improvements and the constructions of America. Because of that, on November 3, 1936, Roosevelt was re-elected as the U.S. president with a huge number of votes. Feeling that the world peace in the future would depend on the relationship between the United States and the Soviet Union, President Roosevelt devoted much thought to establish the United Nations where international difficulties can be resolved. Eventually, his vision of an effective international organization to maintain peace was achieved with the establishment of the United Nations. On April 12, 1945, he died at the age of 63 years. And the last event was in 1978 when Dominica, officially the Commonwealth of Dominica, became a sovereign island country. The island was originally inhabited by the Kalinago and was later colonized by the Europeans, predominantly by the French from the 1690s, who arrived long after Columbus passed the islands on Sunday, November 3, 1493. The island name is derived from the Latin words of Sunday. Great Britain took it over in 1763 after the Seven Years' War and gradually established English as the official language. On November 3, 1978, the Commonwealth of Dominica was granted independence by the United Kingdom. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. daily news and events.
Hello, listener. This is Focus for Today, entitling Indonesia's targeted to be the largest digital economy in Asian region. The government is targeting Indonesia to become the largest digital economy in Southeast Asia region in 2020 by encouraging the expansion of digital access in communities throughout Indonesia. Expanded access to use digital application is believed to further contribute significantly to the economic development of Indonesia in the form of the growth of the creative industry. This was stated by Minister of Communication and Informatics, Drudiantara, after opening the Digital Running for Innovation and the Digital Market and Exhibition of Over the Top, which was a series of the 71st commemoration of Devotion Day of Post and Telecommunication in Jakarta last Sunday. Minister Rudiantara said, "The government continues to encourage the Indonesian people to get access with digital services, which are increasingly widespread throughout Indonesia. So, they will be able to enjoy the benefits of digital in accordance with the government's target to make Indonesia to be the largest digital economy in Southeast Asia." He said that the commemoration of the Postel's Devotions Day is a good momentum for the entire community of post and telecommunication and broadcasting to continue best, accessible, and more evenly spread telecommunication services across Indonesia. The Ministry of Communications and Informatics, along with all operators and national telecommunication communities, held Digital Running for Innovations and the Digital Market and Exhibition of Over the Top, which took place at the West Plaza Gelora Bung Karno in Jakarta last Sunday. The team raised that towards a digital revolution Indonesia superb. The annual event theme is in line with the government's vision 2020 to make Indonesia the country with the largest digital economy in Southeast Asia. The theme of Towards Digital Revolutions Indonesia Wonderful aims to further develop and improve the utilization of digital application to support the advancement of Indonesia's economy. Meanwhile, General Chairman of the Postel 71st Devotions Day, Alexander Rusli, remarked that the event is for first time to be held. The goal is to provide wider benefits to the nation on national telecommunications. The event is meant not only for post and telecommunication community, but also to the general public. Various events were held such as 7.1K Digital Running for Innovation, Digital Market, Car Clinic, Exhibition of Over the Top, and Entertainment. That was Focus. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Direct trading in certain commodities can boost economic cooperation between Indonesia and Armenia. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi said, Indonesia recorded 8.36 million visits by foreign tourists until September this year, or an increase of 8.5% year-on-year. Badminton athletes from Probolinggo East Java Sri Rahmawati succeeded to gain gold medal in Bahrain International Challenge 2016 in Segaya, Bahrain on October 27 to 30, 2016. The Indonesian government is expecting Indonesia's economic growth to exceed 6% in 2018, a significant jump from its economic growth assumption for 2016-2017 of around 5 to 5.2%. Newmont Mining Corporation successfully completed the sale of its ownership stake in PT Newmont Nusa Tenggara, which operates the Batu Hijau Copper and Gold Mine in Indonesia, PT Aman Mineral International. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, the fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to know the typical art of Madura East Java, namely pecut dance. Stay tuned. Listener, October 22 is commemorated as Hari Santri Nasional or National Students' Day, referring to the historical event where the students also helped to bring the Indonesian nation gained independence from the colonialists. This year, the National Students' Day was celebrated with various activities in various regions in Indonesia. For example, Pamekasan Regency, Madura, East Java, held a rally and carnival of National Students' Day at Arek Lancor Monument. Interestingly, after the rally was held, the attraction was followed by Pamekasan traditional dance, namely pecut dance, played by the Indonesian Muslim Cultural Art Institute or LASBUMI, Branch Executive Nahdlatul Ulama Pamekasan. The pecut dance, also called pecut dance. With the presence of pecut dance, the students can participate to preserve the tradition which nearly extinct. Pecut or pecut dance is a traditional dance from Palingaan Daja village. The dance is called tari pecut or whip dance because the dancers use whips as the property in the dance show. The dance is performed by men and women and is usually performed before the bull races event as an entertainment and to enliven the bull races event. When dancing, the dancers wear uniform blend of different colors, yellow, green, and red. They also wear accessories and properties such as scarves, flags, and whip. Pecut dance movement is quite simple. The movement of the dance seems like a modification of pencaksilat or martial art movements. The movement is also one of the characteristics of folk dances. Most of the dance movements are repetition of motion, not too concerned to the beauty. Like other dances in general, pecut dance is accompanied by tuk-tuk drums, a typical of traditional percussion and saronen music of Madura. Saronen music consists of saronen music instruments or Madura typical wind instruments, gongs, drums, and kenong. Listeners, while dancing, the dancers of pecut dance show some movements such as soap flower, prayer, togul pecut, onclang, tabangan, mokol sape, and victory movements. Tabur bunga or soul flower is the movement to honor the guest. Prayer movement means if we want to do something should be started by prayer to God. Togul pecut movement is a toughness symbol of Madurese. Onclang movement means every human being need mutual help each other as typical of social beings. Tabangan movement describes about the human readiness to face the challenges of life. While Mokol Sape movement means harmony between human nature and God. Then the victory movement as an expression of happiness and gratitude to God Almighty. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Pecut Dance. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about Nusa Dua Fiesta. Stay tuned. Listener, Nusa Dua is an enclave that has international five-star resort in southeast Bali. It is situated about 40 kilometers from the capital city of Bali, Denpasar, or 8 kilometers from Ngurah Rai International Airport. Nusa Dua becomes a place that often visits by Indonesian and foreign people for international and national scale conference. Besides the five-star hotel, this place also has beautiful tourism objects such as Geger Beach and Serangan Island. With this kinds of attraction, it is no wonder Nusa Dua becomes number one destination in Bali. On November, Nusa Dua will be flooded by tourists because there will be Nusa Dua Fiesta event. Nusa Dua Fiesta is a big event that performs art attraction, culture, culinary, sports and entertainment. This event, which will be held, is aimed to boost foreign tourist visits to Bali during holiday season. Nusa Dua Fiesta was held for the first time in 1996 as the hotel appreciations and tenant in Nusa Dua tourism area to the guests. Today, this event developed into a huge party that presenting Indonesian and international musicians. Nusa Dua, which has been mostly focused on conference and seminars, now can also develop its culture side. This year, Nusa Dua Fiesta will present Julio Iglesias on the first day of the event. He will sing on November 12th at the Peninsula. Imelda Kay, Sam Willow, and Cezairi will also perform in the event. Meanwhile, the Indonesian musicians will be presented by Malik and Essentials, the group Yovan Uno, GAC, Isyana Sarasvati, and Teza Sumendra. Besides music performance, there are also other events in Nusa Dua Fiesta. Running competition is one of the events that will be held in the Nusa Dua Fiesta. On November 13 to November 15, 2016, 10-kilo run through different zone, Nusa Dua Tennis Open, 23 kilometers cross-cultural cycling, golf tournament, and Green Hero Fun Walk will be held in Nusa Dua Fiesta. Merchandise and mascot product design competition will also be held in this event. It is hoped, with this event, the target of 100,000 tourist visit will be achieved. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany that informs you about Nusa Dua Fiesta. We'll meet again with another interesting topic. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are.
Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. Today's edition will present you to an Indonesian talented pop singer, Harvey Maliholo. To initiate the segment, let's enjoy the first song sung by Harvey Maliholo, entitled Dara.
Dalam gerakanmu gemulai kau menari seiring nada syahdu, aku termangu-mangu. Nara, kau sungguh jelita, anggun dan penuh pesona. Binar bola matamu dan senyum yang menawan menggetarkan jiwa. Oh Dara, kau pikat hati yang tak mengerti apa arti senyum di sela-sela tari. Ku cari kau ke sini, ke ujung dunia pun tak peduli. Kau sungguh jelita, anggun dan penuh pesona. Binar bola matamu dan senyum yang menawan menggetarkan jiwa. Oh Dara, kau pikat hati yang tak mengerti apa arti senyum di sela-sela tarianmu. Namun sikap wajahku telah hilang di tepi gairah cinta yang begitu dalam. Ku cari kau kesana, kesini, ke ujung dunia pun tak peduli. Ku cari kau kesana, ku cari kau kesini, ke ujung dunia pun tak peduli.
Harvey's talent in singing is inherited from his grandfather, who has a good talent in singing and popular in Indonesia during the post-independence of Indonesia, Bram Aceh. Harvey's grandfather is active in the Association of Hawaiian Music. No wonder if Harvey following his grandfather in singing, who has a golden voice. Harvey also has a golden voice, which has been proven in some Indonesian pop song festivals. Harvey has always been a winner. After he won the radio and television singing contest in 1998, his debut began to shine. A lot of recording companies scrambled to record his voice to be commercialized, especially after he made a duet with an Indonesian female singer, Rafika Duri. His popularity is then getting more increased. Harvey and Rafika Duri created some duet albums and spread in Indonesian music industries. Well, listener, let's listen to the coming song by Harvey and Rafika Duri.
Cinta kita bermata hati.
The song Cinta Pertama has a strength of tone with good lyrics, which is related to first love that become the sweet memory belongs to everyone. Harvey's popularity lasted only for a decade, although his songs are still enjoyed by Indonesian music lovers. And to end this program, we will listen to a song from Harvey. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Rinduku menggapai dalam anganku saat ku ingat dirimu menyentuh kalbuku. Hanyalah bayanganmu hadir dalam rinduku, seakan tersenyum untukku, menatapku. Ku makin merindukanmu sampai ke dalam jantungku, oh, merintih hatiku kini memanggil namamu. Apakah kau merasakan hal yang sama saat ku memanggil namamu saat ini? Ku makin merindukanmu sampai ke dalam jantungku, merintih hatiku kini memanggil namamu. Oh, ku makin merindukanmu sampai ke dalam jantungku, oh, merintih hatiku kini rindukanmu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Engkaulah raja mahkota cintaku.
Turun deras dan kejam, hati berdebar. Ku teringat bayangan impian di malam itu, malam yang kelabu kau ucapkan kata selamat tinggal sayang. Bulan madu yang kita janjikan semakin melayang, lenyap hilang di telan air hujan. Engkau tak datang. Bulan ini Desember kedua, aku menanti. 2 tahun sudah ku sabar menanti, ku dilanda sepi. Angin dingin menusuk di hati, terasa nyeri. Bulan madu tinggallah impian tanpa kenyataan. Sinar cinta seterang rembulan kini pudar sudah. Desember kelabu selalu menghantui setiap mimpiku. Bulan madu yang kita janjikan semakin melayang, telan air hujan. Engkau tak datang. Bulan ini Desember kedua, aku menanti. 2 tahun sudah ku sabar menanti, ku dilanda sepi. Angin dingin menusuk di hati, oh terasa nyeri. Bulan madu tinggallah impian tanpa kenyataan. Kini pudar sudah. Desember kelabu selalu menghantui setiap mimpiku.
Tetaplah pada arti kehidupan. bersama.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.